Look at how I fly in my fresh ride. Look at how I shine.
Noble 107.1 FM.
Up and down the dial. There is no other station like it.
107.1. Come on.
Noble 107.1 FM.
To what Tomide said, he said something about, you know, school where you if a woman gets a grade better than you, you know, it turns into something else. I think he's right with that. And just what I want to add is we have in schools where, you know, teachers come in and then when they hand in your script and then, you know, maybe a girl gets the highest mark in class, maybe, you know, 60/100, and the boys they fail. You know, you start hearing things that is a woman that got the highest mark in this scene, and you know, you start shaming the guys that occurring killer in for euro and, you know, stuff like that. It is from, you know, things like this that piles up, you know, it gets into the you know, the male gender, it gets into their head, and you know, it makes them do things that, you know, they primarily don't want to do, or things that they don't have the courage or the mind to do. It pushes them to do things that ordinarily they won't want to do, or they won't go there. You know, things like this, when you hear your teachers, you know, comparing you to the female gender, not in a bad way, actually. It makes you want to, this next exam, I know feel you. I know you can't make this man, they diss me again. You know, you want to carry expo and you know, make sure you want to get the IS. Yeah. And then when you get caught, the school authorities will not want to hear that it was because you got compared, I mean, you got shamed because you failed. That's why you actually wanted to cheat. They will punish you based on the fact that you actually cheated. So, you know, these comparisons and, you know, this pressure, it's actually a lot. It makes, you know, men do things that they don't actually have from the very onset. It makes them do things that they don't have the mind to do.
Well, David, let's take a look back at the whole at statistics right now. I think if you are being honest, a study showed that 76% of men feel pressured in providing and supporting their families financially. Mm-hmm. This leads men to intensely focus their lives on how to earn money. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the kind of world we are currently, the love for money has been to the extreme. Owing to the fact that you just have to provide, you have to be the breadwinner. If you cannot provide, your parents would not even appreciate you. Yeah. You would never be able to have a babe. Maybe the reason why Tisha does not have a girlfriend yet is because
my God,
I've said this. He's not financially buoyant to the point kind of girls you want.
Yeah, exactly.
You get, if you don't have money, in fact, you would realize that in some families, parents take favoritism more. A child that brings home more money
than the other.
I mean, that is one of the reasons. 76% of men feel pressured, and this leads men to intensely focus on their lives. The perception of society is for them to be the main breadwinners in the house. Yeah. Where are we coming from, and what? How is this pressure affecting men?
Wow, as you know that men are superior, so you can't take that away. And you know that a man must be the breadwinner of his family. And there's so much that is expected of a man. There's so much expectation. And this expectation seems to land more stress on men. And you find out that men become pressured. At the end of the day, sometimes they go way out of the line just to make sure they support their family, or just to make sure they prove a point. Because as a man, you must prove your masculinity. You understand? You must prove that you are in charge. You must prove that you are not weak. You mustn't prove that you are too emotional, because a man should not be emotional. So a man, there's so much that is expected of a man, and man does have to deliver. You just have to deliver, irrespective of what you do. All the society wants is to see that you are doing well. And you're providing for your family. So these things, when you put it in notion and consider all this, you find out that men are always under pressure. They're under pressure, and it has become a challenge to everyone, to every man in the society. So I think this thing has to be well addressed, that man should not always be seen as the person that will provide. You understand? So, but it's good for you to prove yourself at some reasonable extent, but you shouldn't be pressured.
Yeah, too much. Yeah.
Well, David mentioned something about men not being emotional. I think a lot of statistics have shown that men are not emotional. In fact, some people say that men should not be sensitive and emotional. Yeah. In fact, you hear this statement. This statement is very common. Yeah, be a man, do not cry. This is one reason why men now choose to suppress their emotions, because they do not want to be discriminated against or mocked. If you see any man crying, you would want to laugh, to be honest.
Yeah, definitely.
You see, of recent, I lost someone close to me.
Wow,
and
sorry for that.
But that's one of the harsh reality of life. You lose people and you get people born into your family. Yeah. But one of my uncles, I mean, he's always the macho person, always macho. I started crying like a baby. For real, up to today, despite the fact that I'm a man, I have to be honest, up to today, whenever I replay that scene in my head, I can't just but laugh to myself. Like, I mean, you understand, I'm a guy, and I'm a man.
Yeah.
And seeing another man cry,
It's funny, yeah.
It's kind of funny. Now imagine if as a man, I see a man crying and I find that funny. What does the other gender? How does the other gender perceive a man being weak? And these are one of the pressures we are facing. Automated, should men be emotional? Should men cry?
I mean, it's not a question of should men be emotional.
Yeah,
humans are emotional, and of course, men are, by the virtue of that, should be emotional. But I think the society has actually, of course, created this barrier for men being emotional. We are all humans. Yeah. We feel pain. We feel happiness. We feel, depression and the like. So humans scientifically have been proven to be emotional beings. So definitely, men, by the virtue of being humans, should be emotional. But society, of course, made it a barrier because of what, like you said, should you just walk up the street and, just saw a man crying, you'll be stunned, why is this man crying? Who is this? You might even start looking around for cameras if they're shooting movies. Should you see a woman crying, you want to walk up to her, hey, what's up, give her the sympathy. It's a kind of shame when you see men and it's quite embarrassing. Why are you crying? You're embarrassing me as a man myself, but when you see a woman, you feel the reason to give her sympathy, to want to show her compassion and console her. But it's not the same ball game for the male gender, and it's one of the reasons why the society recalled suicide rate more than I think 80% of the suicide numbers are from the male gender. So that is one of the burning issues we have as society: stereotypes and wanting to box men into the masculinity angle. Don't want you have to show the fact that you have to pay the price for your I think it's called testosterone right now. That you have to be strong, you have to be macho, you have to be dude, you have to do, you have to do that. And for crying out loud, we are men, we are humans. Humans are emotional. So by the virtue of that, we ought to be emotional. But then,
Hold on. Because we are on the show, we already have this agreement that everything we would always say on this show is truth and nothing but the truth. Have you ever cried in front of a lady, Tommy?
I think I have.
What year was that?
That was when I was in school. Not my girlfriend, actually. I had this friend, and it was not even personal issue. It was just frustration. I was taken out of context. Something happened when we were in school between my friends, and I was somehow embarrassed. And it was this girl that actually
gave you a listening ear.
Should have to cry.
I was actually having an outburst. Like, I was shouting, "What nonsense is this?" Like, I was trying to convince her, like, this is not what happened. This is how it happened. And she was like, okay, she understands. So I felt, I was still wondering, why would something like this happen? Why would someone like this say something about me? And why would someone go ahead and quote? I mean, I was taken really out of context. And when she was trying to say, okay, I understand, then I got emotional. It wasn't something. I mean,
but after that moment, how did you perceive the lady? I mean, did you ever felt some kind of distance, knowing that this?
Not really. I mean, I've seen her in her worst moment also. So it was not even a big deal for us. I mean,
David, let's hear from you. I mean, have you ever cried in front of a woman?
I would say yes, but not my girlfriend. My mother, though.
Nah, I don't want that.
She's not a woman.
I don't want that. Something personal. I mean,
okay, if it's something personal, I would say no. Okay. I would say no.
Tisha, what about you?
Yes. I did.
Share that moment.
When I lost my dad, I was in class and then I was just lost and then I just started crying. Oh, after the class,
that's kind of sad. I think one of the reasons why I asked this question is because from personal experience, the only time I only cried in front of a lady once, and well, we were just building up something.
Okay.
And ever since that moment, I shed tears in front of this girl. Mm-hmm. Actually, I recorded a huge loss. I mean,
like she broke your heart?
No, come on, bro. I had an investment. I did an investment. And it was already getting to the period I should have my reward. Yeah. And all of a sudden, some natural disaster stroke, and it was a huge loss for me. At that point in time, I was trying to get my few things and every other thing, but she was the closest person. In fact, she was in my home. Mm. And all of a sudden, she realized that, hey, guy, what's up? You're not all cherry. Mm. You know, this is not you. I was trying to be strong, like nothing.
Yeah.
And
but you know it.
And she didn't even say anything. The only thing she did was she hugged me and I started crying.
Whoa.
And trust me, ever since that moment, I've not been able to. Like, I really feel like, come on.
It shouldn't be.
Like, and that is because of the fact that is the way I've been wired.
Wow. Yeah.
The society has made me feel like, okay, yes, I mean, you ought not to cry. Mm-hmm. You should stay strong. Yeah. You should never show the emotional side of you.
Yeah, and I think that's another, thing that the society has already,
created
into us, that once you show a woman this side of you, she will definitely hate you. When you said you cried in front of a woman, when you were talking about your story and you said you cried in front of a woman, I was expecting you to say something like, after that moment, the relationship you two had just crashed, because most of the time the stories that I hear is, I cried in front of this woman, I showed this woman emotions and she started taking advantage of me.
She see you in another life.
Yeah, she starts taking you, and okay, she's like, oh, listen, nah, soft boy.
I think one reason, I'm not coming into the defense of women, I think is the fact that it comes from the perspective that they probably see you as, as a superior being, and mm-hmm. once you show that weakness, they feel that, okay, you guys are mates, there's nothing even special about you.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's not supposed to be so, honestly.
But do men really have strong mental health? Because society believes men have strong mental health. Men should be able to handle everything. Have strong mental health?
I don't think so. I actually don't think so.
Looking at the results of what the society, has successfully, bred, I want to believe men out there tend to show they have a strong mental health.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't really see men. One thing is that, let's compare, the male gender to the female gender. Most times you see, women will post that they cry, just mm-hmm. like normal conversations. Mm-hmm. I've had, female friends who just as a leisure, they cry as a leisure. I mean, it's like, when they are at home, they are probably on their bed, and at night they can start crying. They might start feeling, maybe they remember the fact that there was a time someone told me she recharged, I don't know.
She over-recharged?
She recharged the wrong number. And she was crying. And it's not as if the money was so significant to her. I mean, she's way more than that. But the fact that she made a mistake, she was crying. It's just something a man will start using, and it's all over.
But if they pay you as a man,
they pay you. But then you've been boxed up to the corner that, like, even when you're one killer, you should be, stuff like that.
Yeah, and
not,
I think
they are not good for men's mental health.
And I think
Tisha the microphone, I think one thing helps in such grieving moments or low moments is the fact that once you feel an emotion and you let it go, once you feel pain and you cry out, once you feel once you feel whatever emotion you feel, and you express yourself, it tends to help your mental health. Mm-hmm. It helps to get you over it easily.
Mm-hmm.
And society is not helping in letting men have their say, especially when things are not really in their own way.
One thing I just wanted to add is men tend have a way of overriding this stereotype that we have, that okay, why are you showing emotions? Be a man. Is men, they have a way to just, you know, they find something to do instead of feeling emotions. That's why you see some guys, when you ask them why they go to gym, they tell you because they don't, because they were depressed.
Or yeah, they want to be thinking.
Exactly. Yeah. They don't want to overthink, yeah, and that's why they go to the gym. Some tell you the reason why they do drugs is because they overthink, and yeah, they want to suppress the emotions they feel. So I think, or they tell you this is why I'm going to work. This is why it's not like most of them.
Those
most
people get engaged.
Yeah, exactly. Most people don't like the work they do. They just do it so that they don't have to, you know, overthink or get depressed or, you know, feel. They just do it to suppress the emotion. And I think that's bad, because once you suppress your emotions, you bottle it. It's like a bomb that is waiting for that spark to just blow up, because at any point in time, you can just blah.
And... Well, that's true. I think one of the things Tishie said I really want to portray on is the fact that if you look at the total number of people that drink, those that smoke, okay, or mm-hmm, those that do drugs,
yeah,
if you factor the reasons behind, mm-hmm, their getting involved in so many of those, yeah, things, you realize that it is as a result of the fact that majority of them don't really want to have leisure time to think, mm-hmm, to start brooding on things that are really paining them. That is why you see a lot of men, instead of speaking out, they'd rather drink to stupor, use drugs
as a way of expressing themselves,
mm-hmm, as a way of
suppressing the emotion, exactly.
And all these things, all this pressure, are really affecting one way or the other. They're affecting the society, because it is the men that refuse to talk, that started taking drugs, mm-hmm, that, mm-hmm, in turn becomes, you know, what we are seeing on the street. Yeah. They are in turn constituting nuisance, and it is because of the fact that the society has designed them not to talk. And I mean, let's talk about the panacea. But before we talk about the panacea to many of these pressures we are facing, I want to believe every one of us in this studio right now, we are currently facing one pressure.
Definitely. The guy that said that was actually he knew what
everybody was facing. Yeah. Pressure Otiwa. Now let's start from Tomide. What pressure are you facing currently?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say, but I think it's, apart from the personal pressure, you know, from you wanting to get to a particular stage before a particular age. Well, it's not even disconnected from the fact that the society has also created his own body as a man for you. Mm-hmm. But I would say, personally, I think it's just to get, you know, to be able to provide, to be the provider, to mm-hmm. be the protector, mm-hmm. and of wherever I find myself.
The pressure of being the provider and being the protector.
Being able to be the man. Yes, being able to man up, being able, you know, whenever the bill says it's 100,000 and
you drop 200.
You don't have to say, okay, you know, it's just like, okay, just send me your account. I mean, being able to, where from that, I think as a man, be responsible. And what do you mean by responsible? How do you want to show responsibility? You know, get money. Responsibility. He not really did.
Wait, who are you trying to shade that? Well, Tishie, I mean, how would you? What kind of pressure are you currently facing?
Mine is kind of like personal though, because before I finished, you know, June, I had like a set of goals that I set for myself that okay, by so time, age, I would do this and do that. And you know, as at that time when I set the goals for myself, I felt like okay, if I don't do this, I won't be able to achieve. I felt like school was getting in the way of what I wanted to achieve. And, you know, I'm still feeling the pressure, because even after I you know, graduated, I was still looking at it that I'm not even halfway to what I've set for myself.
Yeah.
Like, so, like, the pressure is still, it's not what society is telling me, actually. This one is, like, personal pressure that I'm putting on myself to, like, want to achieve what I want to achieve.
Okay, David, how about you?
Wow, you know, there's no way you can, you exempt yourself from the societal pressure that we are experiencing today. You understand? Mm-hmm. There's so much going on. I have a lot of plans, a lot of things I want to do, a lot of things I want to achieve. But still, up till this moment, I know I'm not able to clinch those things. You know? And sometimes I keep wondering and I keep bothering that age is going, man.
Mm-hmm.
Age is going, man. Mm-hmm. And these things are not yeah. coming, but things are not happening. So what is going on? So I think for me, it's more personal, because there's a goal, there's a standard, there's a goal, that there's something I want to do. There's a lot of things I want to cover. But till date, I found out that I've not been able to, you know, to achieve those things. So I think for me, it's a kind of pressure to me. I feel pressured and I'm not feeling too good about it, because by now I should have been able to at least get to maybe 90% of those things that I'm planning for. But for now, it's just like, wow, nothing is happening.
I'm actually, you know, want to buttress on the point of the age, this thing that you mentioned. Yesterday was my birthday, and one girl was talking to me and was like, What are you doing today? I was like, Homo, there's nothing to do. And then when I dropped the call, I was looking at it, Homo, I'm not getting young anymore. And instead of me to be happy and, you know, try and enjoy the day, I was looking at it, Homo, these things that I want to do, these goals that I've set for myself, I'm not even getting anywhere. Like, what's the point of being happy about this birthday itself? Like, the pressure is there. The societal pressure is there, no doubt. There's pressure from your parents, there's pressure from friends and everything.
A lot is expected from you.
Yeah, exactly. But the pressure that you put on yourself is the one that, you know, actually eats you the most, because it comes when you don't expect it. You might actually just be laughing with your guys and then the thing just eats you that kilo piling. Like, what's making you laugh?
What have you
achieved that you're laughing? And then at that point, you just start thinking that, oh my God.
Well, I think we can all unanimously agree that I think the basic pressure we all are currently facing, most especially as male adults, is the ability to provide. Being the provider.
I think we add to what I said. I think it's the prayer that you need to get it right. You don't have an excuse. No excuse is tenable for, you know, as a man being a failure, not being able to secure a job, not being able to finish your education, not being able to get things done at the right time. And unlike the female gender, you know, when they say that in the Yoruba parlance, loosely translated to Yoruba, don't compare yourself to a woman, she will soon get married, some will put her at home, and, you know, stuff like that. You know, then you don't already have an excuse, you know. You don't already have an excuse, right, man? You need to get things right, and that is why you see, even till today, there are many crime rates, you know. Men are always at the receiving end of the crime rate, you know, the increase, because there's not a woman, you know, definitely she's going to sort herself, she has, but as a man, nobody gives about you. I mean, that's nobody gives it about you. So you just have to provide for yourself. You have to, you know, protect yourself. That is it. You know, no one washes your back. You have to stay calm and
well, you know, if I tell you something, what the basic pressure I'm facing currently, you guys will find it out to me. And the pressure, I mean, in as much as the societal pressure is there, I think my home pressure is the fact that I cannot afford to not just be the best. Like, I can't just afford not to be the best. Because apparently, I think while I was growing up, or while I was trying to be up and coming, my immediate environment already set up a standard for me that I just had to tap, push him to that standard, and nothing below that par. I mean, I know for myself, like, out of the class graduating set of my own department, out of the class of 180-something, I mean, I cannot afford to see myself in the next 5 years of my classmates seeing me and saying,
what's going on?
I mean, because while I was in school, I mean, I was a big boy. Yeah.
You're doing well.
You get it now. Now imagining somebody that was already looking up to you back in school and now saying, I mean, that is enough pressure already.
Definitely.
Like, I just have to keep working my ass out, do everything possible legally, just to ensure that these things are, you just have to get it right. And the reality is, we all are facing it. We might have never thought about it, that we are trying to do better because we are want to outdo some people. We've not seen it from that perspective. It's that because we want to outdo some people. But it is the society that has already placed us in that position that, well, they already see Tomide is a broadcaster, is an OAP. He cannot afford to make some mistakes.
Definitely.
Because a minute mistake can metamorphose into a lifetime retrogression for him. Yeah. So he just have to be the upright person. If anybody see Tomide drunk and trying to act irrational, I mean, his video will go viral.
Yeah.
I mean, these are some certain pressures on its own. Talk less of him now having to face the pressure of Tomide, when are you bringing the wife? Because I know he does not want to talk about that, but it's a pressure on its own. But Tomide,
of course, he's undeniable.
Let's have that discussion.
All right.
There's a discussion for another.
I know he has been trying to hide away from that thing because he told me, well, Tomide, should I buy Sile or should I buy Sita?
Let's have that conversation now.
My guy's already.
We don't need Baba Shop already.
He has been checking the price of diapers.
You know, this is why we have the Baba Shop for discussions like this. Yeah. So let us table it now and know what's the next step for Tomide.
No, we can always discuss
it. See me in camera. But all right, guys, now we talked about the problems. Now the solution. That is the next thing. Because we cannot keep talking about the pressures we are facing and not preferring solution on how the society can help us as a man relax all these pressures so that we can be better. What are the solutions?
I think the solution is simple. Just hear men out. Because what majority of men want is just to hear them out. Stop saying you're a man. Man up. You know, not everybody has that, you know, ability to just man up. Even men, some people just want to, you know, they just want people to hear them. They just want to talk and have the conversation, and you know, and you find that most of the time when you actually sit down and have conversations like this, you actually feel better. You feel like a huge load taken off of your shoulder. You feel me? And I think that's just one thing that most men want.
Hear them out. But if I may ask, I mean, if you have someone that can hear you out right now, would you be willing to talk?
Yes, definitely.
Because for me, I'm not sure I'll be willing to unveil everything in my head like just for someone to hear me. Because you see, there's the word on the street that speaking out loud is just a way of see finish.
Yes, I understand. And it depends on who you tell your problems to. Because there are some people that you cannot keep secret to them. That's just who they are.
Most especially people that work on radio station with radio stations. And that is why Tomide told me that I'm already spilling it out.
You see? So there are people like you cannot tell, you know, the password to your phone. You cannot tell them because they will definitely hear it out. And that depends on who you tell your secrets to. There are people that, you know, once you express yourself to them and you tell them what's bothering you, you find out that they actually want to help you. If they cannot find solution at that moment, they will make sure they work towards, you know, finding a solution and, you know, making you better. There are people like that out there, but people like that are rare. That's just the thing. But the thing that I know that most men want is someone that can, you know, just hear them out and, you know, someone that they can feel free to express themselves to. You know, they can be able to say things to, like, even things that they know themselves that, okay, Muturukini, it could make sense. But they can suffer Mubarak now. Mubarak, you understand where I'm coming from. You get that's the kind of person that they want.
Okay, David, what solution would you prefer to society
to me,
pressure?
Mubarak, to be honest, Mubarak, this thing has come to stay. There's no way you woke up someday and find out that this thing are all gone. So the thing is that what matters now is the management. How do you manage these pressures? I think that is the way out. Because we as a man, we have different capacity. What I can tolerate, you might not be able to tolerate it.
So what
we can do, what can we do to make sure that we service this this situation? So the thing is that, how can we manage it? How can we begin to see the best out of what we do? How can we begin to appreciate ourselves as man? Even people, even when you're not appreciated by the society, why can't you just appreciate yourself and be happy? So no matter what, I think for me, just try to be happy and just do your best and leave the rest.
Yeah, be yourself, yeah.
Do the best and leave the rest. Don't try to prove a point. Don't try to say you're on top of your game. Just do your best and leave the rest. I think to me, it's how you manage the situation that really matters.
Well, if just doing the best and trying to make yourself happy, isn't that not being unambitious? I mean, don't you think if you are trying to...
Honestly, the solution is not far-fetched. It's not rocket science. It's not something we have to, you know, go to the end of the world to.
Yeah.
Society already should undo whatever it has done. I mean, I believe that the system can be... We can override the system. The system that men should always get it right, and men should always feel the need to put it up, don't express yourself. definitely, I think as individuals, we can also start a generation, a young generation of telling them it's okay for young boys to cry. Yeah, it's okay. Yeah. You know, it starts from cradle where, you know, where a small male child is crying and, you know, the neighbor is asking the mother, she obeying lomo yini. I mean, you know, I start from there and I think we can get it started from there. So we can get the collection started from there. We can get people, you know, consciously making efforts to, you know, tell people that it's okay for guys, it's okay for boys. Should we have a class of 30 puppies, you know, 15 boys, 15 girls? It's not a big deal if a man should be should come first, but it is a big deal if the woman should come first for the boys. I mean, it's not a big deal for the female puppies should a boy comes first. But it's a big deal for the male population should a female population get the first position. I think that is where we can also get started, because that is where, you know, that is the foundation, and should you know, like the Yoruba would say, I only amuku everywhere. He said you have to start from the deepest down. So I think that is where we have to start from. We have to start from the foundation, from where, you know, correcting so many illusions, so many. And we, as men too, who want a better society, well, maybe it's too late for us, but then it's not too late for the next generation coming behind us. Now we start raising, I mean, Barack is going to raise his own first kid very soon. I'm so
I think,
I'm speaking in the spirit. So, Barack, you can start from there. Maybe Mr. David follows, or maybe Mr. David, maybe Barack will precede Mr. David. I'm not so sure, but then I think they can start from there, from us.
I think another solution is we should actually stop projecting. Because I used to have a teacher, my math teacher. He used to come to class every Monday, always angry. Like it's like every Monday like this. We just know that this man.
What is it with math teachers and always being angry?
Like he just know this man is angry, and then he just, there was one day that I was ranting in class and he was saying stuff like, "Okay, I'm supposed to be an engineer right now, blah 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 blah, and all of that." But it's, I didn't
math
it,
and physics
exactly
teacher.
Like, bro, why are you telling me all of this? I'm not the one behind you not
your
being
problem,
an engineer. Like, exactly, like I'm not the one behind you not being an engineer or whatever it is you want to become. I'm not the one that made you a math teacher in this school. Like, is projecting, you know, our insecurities on people will actually make them turn out bad. That's just where I feel it. Like, we should actually stop projecting.
Oh, well, to be honest, I feel, in my own opinion, I really feel it is too late for this generation. For real.
Yeah.
We cannot fight
the, has been done already.
We cannot fight the pressure that is being mounted on us. The only thing I feel we can do better right now is that the next set of generation we're about to raise, the next set of children that are about to
come up here,
on this earth, we need to start making them feel equal. Because apparently, I realized that in as much as the female gender don't want to believe it, men are more of a feminist than those that claim to be a feminist. Because everybody wants to undo this pressure already, one of the cons of being a man is the pressure. So why not allow somebody else carry the pressure when we all can face the problem together,
or let's share the pressure and carry it together.
But another thing I think we should also add is the fact that, well, a lot of men, once this pressure start coming in, we tend to lose our self-esteem. We tend to lose our confidence, and this is one basic reason that also elevate and appreciate the pressure you put on yourself. Because apparently, the moment you get it wrong, you start feeling like a failure. And once you start having that feeling, to be honest, it is normal to always have your down moment. But the moment you allow, the period you start allowing that moment to override your objectivity, you tend to lose your sense of masculinity. Mm-hmm. So lower your expectation, know your worth, and work with it, and keep working. To be honest, the society will be fine. It's shabby for you to provide. God would always make it possible, because that is one conclusion I've finally agreed to. Like, I can't continue to worry on my finances. I beg. Ishakekere salary Ronaldo. That is the kind of money I'm making. You get Ishakekere, just say I don't want to. Salary Ronaldo.
Sit in the studio for 1 hour.
And salary Ronaldo. That's the kind of, because to be honest, finances is really one basic pressure we are facing as men.
That's a major thing.
But okay, let's give room for people to call in. 0818675543
change. From next week, all our available episodes, every segment of this show, all the shows we've done on the Barber Shop will be available on all streaming platforms, effective from next week. And also, we'll roll out the email. You can always communicate with us if there's anything you would want the boys to dissect on the show, so that we can always hear them out and, yeah. I mean, use different perspectives to weigh those options. And that will start coming up from next week. And also, one thing you need to know, you don't want to miss next week's show, because, well, what we are about to discuss next week, you hear the real story of how Tomide lost the cherry. I mean, the Ooh. First moment of the cherry and every other thing.
How we popped it.
Who popped the cherry. And I mean, how we can train. What are the factors that should be considered when things like this. It's some things, these are one of the things men don't want to talk about, but we will bring them to your ear next week. My name remains Mubarak Abimbola. Thank you, Tomide. Thank you, Tisha. And thank you, David. I mean, it's nice to have you here on the show. Till next week, I will come your way again. I mean, be the best you can be. Thank you very much.
All right, signing out.